You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on July 25th, 2024. And after missing the last 2 weeks of recording, it certainly is good to be back. Last week, I was away at camp up in Ohio helping out there, and the week before, I'd hoped to get an episode recorded before I left, but ended up getting busy with preparations for the camp. So now, finally, we are back and hopefully back to our regular schedule, regular routine. And I'm thankful to you for being patient and also for tuning in today. This week, we're talking about the number of people who live a double life online. In other words, the way they portray themselves online is different from how they portray themselves or how they behave in person. This is much more common in younger generations, but it is an issue, at least to some extent, in every generation. And we're going to talk today about why we need to be careful about doing this. For links to the story we're talking about and some other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/072524. Now for our discussion this week. A shocking survey says nearly half of Gen Z lives a double life online. From study finds, do you have an online secret nobody knows about? Nearly half of Gen Zers feel like they're living a double life when it comes to their online and offline personas. A survey of 2,000 Americans split evenly by generation found that 46% of Gen Z respondents feel their personality online vastly differs from how they present themselves in the real world. However, they're not the only ones hiding a different side of themselves behind a screen. In fact, 27% of respondents across all generations share this feeling, with 38% of millennials, 18% of Gen Xers, and 8% of baby boomers claiming to live a double life online. So people from every generation live this double life between the online world and in-person interactions, though it is much more prevalent among the younger generations. Generation Z or Gen Z is typically, depending on when they start counting, those who are approximately now 15 to 30 years old. That is the age group that they're talking about here. So what is it about this living a double life online or presenting yourself in a way that is different online as opposed to in person? There are a few points that I want us to consider about this. Number one, we should be the same whether in person or online. When Paul wrote his second letter to the Corinthians, he addressed the charge that he was not the same person in his letters as he was in person. Yet that was a false charge. Notice what he said. For they say his letters are weighty and strong, but his personal presence is unimpressive and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when absent, such persons we are also indeed when present. Whether Paul was writing a letter to those brethren in Corinth or visiting them in their assemblies, he conducted himself the same either way. And we need to do the same. We should be the same person online as we are in person. Which brings us to our next point, that we are to provide for things honest in the sight of all. This is a matter of integrity. Are we showing our true character in every interaction that we have with other people? When Paul wrote to the brethren in Corinth about the contribution that was to be taken to the needy saints in Jerusalem, he made a statement that, in principle, applies to everything that we do. He said, "For we have regard for what is honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of all men." We are not to be deceptive about who we are. Instead, we need to show the character of a Christian at all times. And the next point I want us to think about is this. We need to remember that nothing is hidden from God. If we try to live a double life online, we may fool the people that we interact with. Our online friends may never know the difference, and the people we know in person may never discover our online profiles. Yet God sees and knows all of those things. The Hebrew writer said that there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We cannot hide anything from God. And the verse right before that said that he can see and judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. No one knows us better than God does. And this is important for us to remember as it relates to divine judgment. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said this, "On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus, we will be judged by the gospel." And that includes what we do in secret that no one else knows about. We need to remain pure and right, even if no one sees what we are doing, because God sees and knows what we are doing, what we are thinking, what we are saying, or what we are posting online. In that story also, there is another interesting point that was based on the survey results that had to do with how people found it easier to express themselves online. The story said this, "The survey highlighted the value of these conversations, as 53% of Gen Zers said it's easier to express themselves online than offline. That's compared to 40% of respondents overall, including 49% of millennials, 35% of Gen X, less than a quarter, 23% of baby boomers said the same." Now, the fact that younger generations feel like they can express themselves easier online is not just because they're trying to hide their true identity from those who are around them in real life. That could be part of it, but that's not the whole story. It comes down to the simple fact that this is the form of communication that they are most used to using. Therefore, they find it easier to express themselves using that medium. The fact that people are learning how to express themselves online is not inherently the problem. The problem is when people are forgetting or never learning how to express themselves in person and have meaningful interactions with people face to face. So there are a couple of points on that I want to think about here today. Number one, the reality is that thoughts can sometimes be better expressed through writing. I made this point in an article that I wrote several years ago on preaching and writing. That article will be linked in the show notes. We can sometimes better express what we are saying when we write it down rather than speak it in person. Remember what they were saying about Paul. "For they said his letters are weighty and strong, but his personal presence is unimpressive and his speech contemptible." We already talked about that verse when we discussed the point about how we are to be the same person in person or online or in some other form of writing as well. But this verse also makes the point that the written word can sometimes be more effective than speaking in person. We can be more thoughtful and deliberate when we write things down. We can write and rewrite for clarity and so on. And there could be some similar benefit to some video or audio communication that happens online. This podcast or this video as you're watching it is not being recorded off the cuff. I have notes in front of me, so I have a plan of what I'm going to talk about, which hopefully helps it to be clearer and more concise than it otherwise would be. So the fact that someone who is used to communicating online feels like they can better express themselves through that medium is not surprising. However, which gets to our next point, we need to work to develop in-person relationships. God expects this of us in our families, in the church, among those that we interact with in the world. Notice particularly as it relates to the church. The Hebrew writer said, "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." We are to come together in the assembly of the church in order to build up and encourage one another. When the church began in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, it says, "Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart." Not only are we to assemble with our brethren, we should also be meeting with them outside of the assembly. This will help us to strengthen the bonds that we have. It will allow us more opportunities to encourage and to be encouraged, and it will help us keep one another accountable. Online communication can supplement that, but it cannot replace these in-person, face-to-face interactions. So in summary, it is very easy, it can be very tempting to craft a particular persona online that is very different from who we are in person. Now, this is not about behaving a certain way in a professional setting versus a casual setting, or if you're online, posting or commenting differently on LinkedIn as you would on Facebook. That's not what this is about. Instead, this is about altering our character or our identity and hiding that from those who should be the closest to us in this life, particularly our family or our church family, as we sometimes call it. We need to be consistent in our character. We need to display integrity in all things that we do, in person and online. And we need to work to develop strong relationships with the people around us. And in all of this, we need to remember that God sees all that we do. So let's make sure that we act in such a way, in person and online, that honors Him. Now that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to the story we talked about and some other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-2524. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who would be interested in this, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.